Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Kinyan, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned by Chassid Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Fan Yosef Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. Now Mishnah Gimel continues the discussion that we had in the previous two Mishnayos. Let's just review the basic concept. When we have two groups of birds, remember the groups that we're dealing with are called Ken Stumais, that this Ken, this group of bird, is Sosom. It's undesignated of these two birds. One of them is a Chatas, one of them is an Oila, but it hasn't been determined which one is which, so it's much more loose and we're able to decide that on the moment. And so when we have two groups of birds and a bird flies from one of them to the other, from group one to group two, so now we have to passel, we have to knock out one bird from each group because we don't know which bird it is, we don't know where it came from. Therefore, the bird that flew away is passel. Obviously, again, we don't know which bird flew away, but the new group that it flew into, one of those birds is passel, and corresponding to that, a bird from the original group, which is being treated as its pair, that is also passel. And the previous Mishnah started mentioning some more complications when we have a bird that flies from group one to group two, and then we have another bird that flies from group two to group one, how that's going to passel another round of birds. And here, Mishnah Gimel gives us a really mega complicated case. We're going to keep it really simple because if you don't have a chart in front of you to actually see the progression, it's really confusing. So once again, keep this basic idea in mind. Every time a bird flies from one group to another, that's going to passel a bird in the group that it came from and in the group that it flew into. So Mishnah begins by discussing seven women. Lezu achas, lezu shtaim, lezu shalosh, lezu arba, lezu chamesh, lezu shesh, lezu sheva. Of our seven women, starting with the first one, we have one pair of birds, and going higher, each one has another extra pair of birds. So woman number one has one pair, number two has two pairs, number three has three pairs, four pairs, five, five, six, six, and seven, seven. And here, get ready for this. Use your imagination. We have seven bird coops lined up in a row. One pair of birds in the first one, two pairs in the second, three pairs in the third, so on and so forth. Now visualize what happened. You see a bird flying from one to two. Then you see a bird flying from two to three. Then from three to four, four to five, five to six, six to seven. And we can't assume that it's the same bird. It could be it's totally different birds. And then what happened? Chazar. You see another bird flying from 7 to 6, then from 6 to 5, from 5 to 4, 4 to 3, 3 to 2, 2 to 1. But what happens? There's going to be birds being passeled in its going and in its coming. So when we have a bird that goes from 1 to 2, so now a bird is passeled in 1, and there's a bird that's passeled in 2. Then when the bird flies from 2 to 3, that means a bird is passeled in 2 and a bird is passeled in 3. And then when it goes from 3 to 4, another bird is passeled in 3 and a bird is passeled in 4, so on and so forth. And the same exact thing back down the line. Then when a bird flies from 7 to 6, so bird is passel in 7 and then in 6. And then when it goes from 6 to 5, another bird is passel in 6 and passel in 5 as well, so on and so forth, going all the way back down to 1. Now, if you're good at math, then you'll be able to figure this out all on your own, and you won't have to continue reading the Mishnah. However, the Mishnah doesn't assume that you're going to be able to make this cheshbon on your own, and so it makes a cheshbon for you. At the end of all this bird hopping from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, all the way up to 7, and then back down to 1, the first and second key, they don't have anything in them. All the birds there are passel because there was so much exchanging in between the different places that the two birds in one and the four birds in two are all passel. Hashlishes, yesh lo achas, the third one that started out with three kinim, it only has one bird, which is okay. Harvias, the fourth one, yesh lo shtayim, it ends up with two birds that are okay. Hachamishes, yesh lo shalosh, the fifth one ends up with three birds that are okay. Hashishes, yesh lo arba, the sixth one ends up with four birds that are okay. And hashvias, yesh lo shesh, the seventh one has six birds that end up okay. Now, of course, the Mishnah makes it a little more complicated. Let's say, parch l'chazar, this happened again. We have a second time birds jumping from one group to another, up the line and then down the line again. So now we just passeled another two birds in every group. And so, passel echer b'halei chazar v'echer b'chazir asay, it passels one and it's going in and it's coming. And so at the end of this, hashlishes revius elam klom, the third and fourth groups, they also don't have anything left that are kosher. Hachamishes yesh lo achas, the fifth one is left with only one bird of its original five bird pairs, which means that it started out with 10 birds. Only one pair is allowed to be brought. Hashishis yeshal shtaim, the sixth one has two. And hashvis yeshal chamesh, the seventh one has five. Now let's say parch l'chazar, this happened a third time where birds flew from here to there, up the line and then back down. Pasal achar b'chal chazar v'achar chazir asay, that passels again, once and it's going, once and it's coming. That's going to turn out that hachamishis hashishis en lam klom, the fifth one and sixth one don't have anything left either. And hashvis yeshal arba, the fourth one has four pairs in it that are able to be brought. V'yesharim, some say, hashviz laivsida klom, that the seventh one doesn't lose out on anything, and that's because since in this third time, the fifth one and sixth ones are totally knocked out as well, so that means means there's really only one group that's left to discuss, so we're more makeable with them and they don't lose out on anything. Lastly, says the Mishnah, Vimparchim Bein HaMesus L'Kulam, Hari Kulam Yamusu. Let's say we have a group of birds that have to be left to die for whatever reason, and a bird flies from there to all these groups. Every single one of them has to be left to die. None of them are allowed to be brought because we have no idea where this bird is, and that apostles all the birds, and we don't say bittul, we don't say there's nullification. Now moving on to Mishnah Dalid, bring in another discussion that we have not spoken about yet. Ken Stuma v'ken mifayreshes. We have a Ken Stuma, which again means we have a group of birds, which is sasum. One of them is a chatas, one of them is a oila, but it has not yet been determined which one is which. But then we also have a Ken, which is mifayreshes, where it's already been decided that this bird over here is a chatas and this one is an oila. So parchman a stuma mifayreshes. Let's say a bird from the stuma flew into the mifayreshes. So this is only a half problem. Yikach zog l'sheni, this bird that was left alone, just bring another one to be its pair, and there's no problem because again it's a Ken Stuma, so we just have two birds here that are Kadosh. Now let's say Chazar, a bird then flew from the Ken Mefayreshes back to the Ken Stuma, or originally when we start out with our case of a Ken Stuma and a Ken Mefayreshes, a bird had flown from the Mefayreshes to the Stuma. In this case, Arikul and Yamusu, all of them have to be left to die because in the Ken Mefayreshes it's already been determined this is a Chatas, this is a Oila, so we're not able to be loose and say, you know what, let's just call this one a Chatas and this one's an Oila because it already had its designation. So when one flies from the Freshes to the Stuma, we don't know which one that is, so all of them have to be left to die. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay with another case regarding this, and on to Parag Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.